All you sweat hogs, sit down. It's time for the SwampSwami.com sports podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
What? Well, I don't understand this. It's the UFL, the newest spring football league. Much like Charlie Brown in his annual attempt to kick that football while Lucy holds it for him, this weekend is going to mark the debut for the latest and greatest spring football venture. Well, at least since last spring. Welcome to the UFL, UFL. Actually, this new United Football League is a result of a merger between last year's two spring football leagues. You might remember the USFL and the XFL. Two games apiece will be played this Saturday on Fox and then on Sunday afternoon on ESPN. And for the last two springs, the cheaply operated United States Football League, owned 100% by Fox Sports, played a spring football schedule. And during its startup campaign in 2022, Birmingham, Alabama was the only location where the USFL played its football games. And not surprisingly, the home team, Birmingham Stallions, won that inaugural USFL title. Then in 2023, the USFL opted to play games in half of its eight markets to see whether it could generate more fan interest in a few of those home cities. Well, that didn't exactly work either. The Birmingham Stallions once again captured the USFL title in 2023. But also in the spring of 2023, the third iteration of the XFL debuted. This time, wrestling's Vince McMahon was not in charge. However, his former megastar named The Rock, real name Dwayne Johnson, and his former wife Danny Garcia teamed up to promote and run the league. And unlike the USFL, the XFL dived headfirst into playing all of its games in the local home markets. And they also kicked off in late February, a full month before their competitor in the USFL started playing. Though the XFL's St. Louis Battlehawks posted a solid 35,000 fans per home game during 2023, the other seven teams in the league, they failed to average even 15,000 customers per home opener. And the cost associated with leasing out football stadiums and running weekly operations contributed to some massive financial losses for the XFL during their first year of operation in 2023. And to make matters worse, the XFL's 2023 championship team had a losing record for the season last year. That's right, the 4-7 Arlington, Texas Renegades somehow qualified for the XFL playoffs. And of course, they won two straight games to finish 6-7 and capture the 2023 XFL title. But one thing is certain, spring pro football has been a big money loser. According to one report, the 2023 version of the XFL lost $60 million. Now, perhaps that explains why the 51-year-old Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who has a reported net worth of $800 million, has decided to participate in the upcoming April 6th and 7th WWE WrestleMania event in Philadelphia. He might need the money. Fox Sports' ownership of the USFL did not provide any specific numbers about how much money they lost in 2023, but the company invested over $70 million just to get this venture going in 2022. If the USFL had been making money for Fox Sports in 2023, they would have never agreed to have merged with the money-losing XFL late last year. Instead of giving up on spring football entirely, perhaps that's a wise idea, the ownership of the XFL and USFL sat down and they announced a merger over the winter. The television ratings for both of the leagues failed to meet their expectations. Neither league was able to draw more than 500,000 television viewers per week on average, and attendance at home stadiums also lagged the projections for most of the teams in both leagues. Nevertheless, the joint ownership of this new spring football league called the UFL must believe that this year is going to be different. The USFL's original stated goal back in 2022 was to build a weekly television audience of 1 million home viewers per televised game and create a premium advertising vehicle for their sponsors. 2 years later, that hasn't happened. So what's going to change the momentum in 2024? With just 8 franchises this year, 5 of them coming from the former XFL and 3 from the USFL, there should be a better talent pool available for the UFL teams to draw from in 2024. As in the past, All 8 of the UFL franchises are going to train and practice in one central location. The teams will then fly out to play their games in the home market stadiums every single week. Now this year, the UFL's home base of operations is going to be in Arlington, Texas. Only 42 players are required for each UFL franchise, compared to the 53 players on your average NFL active roster. And surprisingly, the UFL players are unionized. The USFL Players Union negotiated the pay scales for this upcoming 2024 UFL football season. Training camp? It began back in February. Up to 75 UFL training camp players are on each team, and they were receiving about $850 a week. In addition, the UFL players were also provided with a weekly housing stipend of about $400 a week. Once the regular season ended and the roster was reduced, the minimum of 42 active players is going to be paid an average of $5,500 per game for a 10-game regular season schedule. That works out neatly to $55,000 a year. In a move right out of the WWE playbook, though, the new UFL is going to operate with two divisions featuring teams from the original leagues. The hope is that they're going to build a rivalry between the XFL division teams and those from the USFL division. Theoretically, the 2024 UFL winner is going to have bragging rights for its division. Based on last year's television viewership for spring pro football, I doubt that the spring TV viewer this year is going to care about those bragging rights. There is some very positive news, though, for television viewers in 2024. All of the weekly games are going to be found on either Fox, FS1, ABC, or ESPN this season. Peacock, you are history. Time now to meet the 2024 UFL franchises. From the USFL division, it's the Birmingham Stallions. Led by former Louisiana Tech football coach Skip Holtz, the Stallions feature former Kansas State quarterback Adrian Martinez and holdover quarterback from Louisiana Tech, Jamar Smith. The defense will once again be anchored by their dynamic linebacker, Scooby Wright. Yeah, that's his name. Then there's the Houston Roughnecks. Now, this team was formerly known as the Houston Gamblers, and they're going to play at Rice Stadium this year in 2024. The go-to running back for the Roughnecks will be Mark Thompson from the University of Florida. Then there's the Memphis Showboats, and their roster features former LSU wide receiver Derek Dillon and returning quarterback Case Cookus from Northern Arizona. The defense features former Georgia Bulldogs cornerback DJ Daniel. And bringing up the rear on the UFL franchises from the USFL division are the Michigan Panthers. The Panthers will feature former LSU quarterback Danny Etling, remember him? And Baylor's wide receiver Corey Coleman. The defense is anchored by former Ole Miss defensive end Breland Speaks. Now let's meet the XFL division of the UFL. First, the Arlington Renegades. Former Oklahoma University coach Bob Stoops returns to the defending XFL champions. Last year's starting quarterback Luis Perez and linebacker Donald Payne are expected to be among the top players once again this season. Now the DC Defenders. Home of the now legendary XFL Beer Snake, DC was 9-1 during the 2023 regular season before being upset in the playoffs. Former Baylor running back Abram Smith is going to lead the DC Defenders offense once again this year. The St. Louis Battlehawks are back. Former LSU Tiger offensive lineman Vidal Alexander will lead the front lines for St. Louis this year. Returning wide receiver Hakeem Butler from Iowa State should see plenty of passes thrown his way once again in 2024. And then finally, the San Antonio Brahmas. Former NFL coach Wade Phillips is going to lead the Brahmas again this season. Former Notre Dame quarterback Jack Cohn will lead the offense in 2024, while former Michigan State defensive end Drew Beasley is coming off an all-XFL season last year. And Brad Wing, the punter from LSU, is going to handle those chores for San Antonio this year. Here's your Swamp Swami prediction. Birmingham returns nearly all of its championship lineup again in 2024 and should be the odds-on favorite for the title this season.
Yes!
And if the UFL succeeds in its year number one in 2024, we'll define success as being financially breaking even over the full year after the championship trophy is awarded on Sunday, June 16th. The UFL is already thinking about expanding to 12 teams in 2025. Maybe they might want to wait and see how well this 2024 season goes first. The UFL ownership understands that there is not a lot of significant competition for television viewers during the late spring and early summer period. They apparently believe that spring pro football can compete well against the NBA in its 2 long months of playoffs, along with the early season Major League Baseball games and those weekly professional golf tournaments. So week number one starts this Saturday, March 30th, with a doubleheader and 2 more games to be played on Easter Sunday. This Saturday at 12 noon Central Time, the UFL will feature a matchup of the 2 defending champion teams. The 2023 USFL champion Birmingham Stallions are going to visit the XFL's Arlington Renegades at the former home of the Texas Rangers baseball team outside of Dallas. The second game Saturday will start at 3 p.m. Central and match the St. Louis Battlehawks against the Michigan Panthers. Both of those Saturday games are going to be televised by Fox. Then on Sunday, Easter Sunday, March 31st, the D.C. Defenders travel to San Antonio to play the Brahmas at 11 a.m. on Easter Sunday. The final game of the day will be a 2 p.m. Central kickoff for the Memphis Showboats at the Houston Roughnecks. Both of the Sunday games will be shown on ESPN. There is a link if you go to SwampSwamiSports.com to find the weekly television schedule for all of the UFL games in 2024. The UFL is going to be going head-to-head this weekend against the NCAA men's and women's March Madness basketball tournament for its first weekend of 2024. So let's wait a bit and give the UFL 3 or 4 weeks to see how well it's performing on television and in the stands this season. So why am I feeling like Charlie Brown once again this spring? Don't do it, Lucy! I'm Swamp Swamy.